Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, we're experiencing a nice week weather-wise. We have another baseball series upcoming this weekend with Illinois out of the BART as the Hoosiers of Jeff Mercer look to snap its five-game losing streak. Still, though, status quo. The COVID protocols of having no fans out at the BART, something that gets addressed almost daily now, as Coach Jeff was telling us.
I talked up to my administrator, and we'll continue to talk to him about it. Yes, like you said, as far as I've been told right now, we're in a status quo. I wish that would change. I think it's a university policy. It's going to have to go through Monroe County. It's going to have to go through the university. I think the athletic department wants to be able to allow fans. I don't think that they don't want that. I do know that it's definitely not my call, and it's way above my head, and I respect that. But at the same time, I do think it has to be a partnership with the university and Monroe County to be able to allow the athletic department to do those things. So between the university and Monroe County, they'll give us the marching orders, and I think we'll follow from there. I know we'll follow from there.
Baseball coach Jeff Mercer, and again, Illinois coming in for the first of three, 5 o'clock on Friday night. Our thought for the day, you know, bad things can happen to you, but it doesn't mean you have to have regrets. It's all about what you do with it. Have a good Wednesday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, so far, so good. Winning baseball here early season for the Cincinnati Reds. Squad leaves the Queen City for the road trips to Arizona and San Francisco before returning home the weekend of April 16th, the Cleveland Indians, and then the Diamondbacks come in for three, starting on the 20th. In addition to just playing the game, the Reds are also welcoming another missing element in 2021, and that's the fans. They're back. Officials right now, they're working at a 30% capacity, as specified by Ohio Governor Mike DeWine. That translates to about 12,000 fans inside the stadium, and team officials are saying every step of the fan experience has been reimagined. Now, the most noticeable change will be seating for fans. They'll be seated in pods. Several people from, say, the same party will be allowed to sit together in one row, but they'll be separated by 6 feet on every side. Seats that are not to be used are then locked into the up position with zip ties. I mentioned this in a report, but at least you're sitting and watching live baseball. You can't do that out of the BART, as Jeff Mercer was still telling us status quo as far as COVID protocols go, the seating of live fans out at the BART. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.